You're tuned to KGOU. It's no overstatement to say that coronavirus is disrupting public life. Leaders in local and state governments are trying to slow the disease's advance. With social distancing policies in place, State Impact reporters Robbie Korth and Quentin Chandler are examining how schools and local jails, public institutions where people are legally required to gather, are coping.
LaVon Harris is spraying tables with disinfectant in Shawnee Public School's boardroom.
It's like a Lysol, heavy-duty stuff.
What does it do?
Kill all the germs.
This is one important step in keeping people safe amid a pandemic that's beginning to spread in Oklahoma. Disinfecting places is effective. Harris says just look at what spraying Lysol has done for her at work as coronavirus has spread worldwide.
I'm still here. There's a lot of people sick.
But whether they're sick or not, students and teachers won't be coming back to Shawnee schools until at least April 6th. On the first day of spring break, the State Department of Education closed schools for at least 3 weeks to combat the spread of COVID-19. School leaders are scrambling to find ways to serve students. And Shawnee Superintendent April Grace says that challenge is an important one to take on.
I think our job as leaders is always to try to handle things as effectively and efficiently and as calmly as possible, try to put people at ease and try to always consider sort of that larger scope.
She says in this mostly rural district, one of her chief responsibilities is to make sure students are fed. Almost all of Shawnee's 3,800 students are served free and reduced breakfast and lunch and will receive bus deliveries of food during the closure. But rural schools aren't alone in wanting to keep kids fed. In Oklahoma City, school superintendent Sean McDaniel says feeding children is one of his top priorities. Stopping along bus routes for every child is impractical, though. McDaniel says they'll be exploring options for centralized locations to pick up food. But once the feeding challenges are addressed, district leaders will have to turn to some long-term questions that will be difficult to answer about educating students.
We'll have to revisit what does instruction look like. How do we take care of our most vulnerable kids?
Caring for children and making sure they can receive some sort of education will be challenging. At least school leaders can keep them healthy by separating them. But social distancing isn't always possible in another part of government. County jails are literally designed so people can't leave. Quentin Chandler has been looking into what government officials are doing to stop the virus from spreading behind bars.
County jails are perfect places for a contagious virus to spread. Oklahoma County Sheriff P.D. Taylor told his county commissioners this week that the jail can't just shut down.
We're always in a unique situation.
Captain Gene Bradley, a co-administrator in the jail, says they have 7 cells that don't circulate air back into the rest of the building. These cells will be used to quarantine prisoners.
Fortunately, with the renovation of the jail and the lower of population, we've got 2 pods that are available to be able to do large-scale isolation as well.
Jail staff will be screening new prisoners for symptoms of coronavirus. Before they let new people into the jail, they'll also ask questions such as whether they've traveled out of the country recently. But a lot of their precautions boil down to the advice all county and state employees are getting. Wash your hands, clean surfaces regularly, and don't touch your face. But in news story after news story, Oklahoma County has a track record of serious maintenance issues and for being dirty.
Thousands of inmates and employees were without running water today.
Well, they've done it again. Inmates here at the Oklahoma County Jail intentionally clogging up their toilets to flood the place with raw sewage.
Sheriffs around the state say they can only keep prisoners' living areas as clean as the prisoners are willing to make them. Ray McNair with the Oklahoma Sheriffs Association says it's also harder for smaller counties to quarantine prisoners.
You may have to make a movement of inmates double-celling or possibly even triple-celling to make sure that you have at least one cell that you can stick a person into.
McNair says sheriffs and their deputies also are having trouble finding protective equipment like masks, gloves, and supplies they need to wipe down surfaces. Public defenders and other prisoner advocates are calling for jails to open their doors and release low-level offenders during the pandemic, and Oklahoma County officials are considering it. In Tulsa County, district attorneys and public defenders are discussing releases for people arrested on nonviolent misdemeanors who haven't made bond yet. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
And I'm Robbie Korth.
State Impact Oklahoma is a collaborative effort between public radio stations across the state. You can find out more about this and other reports online at kgou.org.